This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 30. More than a new beginning. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Genesis 1, God's first creation is light. Amazingly, this first light appears in the darkness before the sun, moon, and stars are even created. Today's passage echoes Genesis 1. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. God's glory is the source of light, and Jesus is the vessel through which God's light shines in all its brilliance. This passage about God's new creation can make us feel like it's the first day of creation all over again, a fresh start. But that brings up a question. What if we sin again? We're still human. Won't we make a mess of this new creation just as we have done with the current one? As if anticipating that question, God shows John that the nature of human relationships, of kings and kingdoms, will be transformed. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Through Jesus Christ, God is bringing about a new creation in which the power struggle to control resources and the distrust and hatred between people groups no longer exists. The whole of this new creation delights in God's goodness and lives together as stewards of God's creation. What a day that will be. Pray with me. Creator God, thank you for making the future of this peaceable kingdom secure in Jesus Christ. As we celebrate Jesus' birth, teach us also to look forward to his coming kingdom with joy-filled confidence. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.